Scott and Chris are here because we have something very exciting to talk about.
Radio 1's 24-hour lullathon for Red Nose Day.
Okay, this is happening.
Do you like that jingle?
It's the first time we've heard it.
Yeah. Whose voice is it? It's well annoying.
It's well.
Come on.
No. It's when you. That is the first time I heard that. And it's like, all right, this is definitely on then.
Oh, okay. Right, so what is going on? What is going to be happening?
Okay, in a matter of days, what Radio 1 have done is set us the task of telling jokes live on the radio for 24 hours. So
wow.
There's not going to be any breaks. There's not going to be any sleep for us.
Wow.
And we just have the time that the songs are on to decide what jokes to do next. Mm. Bear in mind, these won't be our jokes. This is where you lot come into it. So this is to raise money for Comic Relief. No one's done a joke thing like this before. It's a challenge for us because we... Well, I can't remember any jokes.
I can't remember you ever telling me one joke.
Jokes are, I find, very hard to remember. I could never remember them. Whenever I hear it, I'm like, oh, I love that. I'll remember that. Instantly forget it.
Yeah, also, all the jokes I can think of, the go-to ones are really inappropriate.
Really rude,
I could not say them right now.
Yeah, so you don't have a lot of jokes in your brain for 24 hours.
I haven't got any.
I've got nothing. Scott is, I mean, you are kind of funny, but you're not really funny in that sort of jokey way like Joel is.
Exactly. I don't know how Joel does this so early.
Yeah, if only we knew a great comedian.
So funny so early.
It's so weird, Joel.
That's the name of my next tour show.
Yeah. So, we're going to need to fill a whole day's worth of radio with jokes with no sleep. We don't know if this is going to work, but we're going to need all of your support to get through it by giving your jokes to us and also giving your money to Comet Relief. This starts really soon as well.
And when is this? When are we thinking?
Also, my jokes are my money, so I can give you both of those.
Yeah, you're not going to want to. You're not going to want to share them because you're like, actually, just buy the DVD or the next
Apollo 2, darling.
Hammersmith Apollo twice, actually. So,
so this is
very exciting.
This is starting next Tuesday at 4 p.m.
Oh,
and
God.
Then, and then we go all through the afternoon with Greg. And then all through the evening with Mr. Jam. And then we go early morning with Adele Roberts.
Yeah.
Then we go all the way through your show.
Oh, my God.
Still doing jokes.
Yeah.
Then Clara's show. And then we do our normal show for the final 3 hours. And that's still jokes.
Oh, my God.
Ah!
So we're going to do all the jokes, right? And everyone can send them in and get involved and send in many jokes. Just for one 24-hour period, we just want it to be positive and fun and loads of jokes. And all we're saying is if you do laugh at some point in that 24 hours, then please donate to Comet Relief. And we just want to have a laugh for a day, mainly at our expense, because we're going to be knackered.
And we will run out of material within the first 10 minutes. So please give generously.
Well, how long do you, Joel, as a comedian, spend writing, say you were doing half an hour stand-up?
Yeah.
How much prep are we thinking for this? How much, like, sitting down and making this work?
Quite a lot, really, for half an hour.
Right.
I write an hour a year, so that's, like, you know, it takes a year to write an hour of the material. You're doing 24. So this should take you about 24 years, guys.
24 years. We don't have time for that. It's on Tuesday.
I've gone all hot.
any tips for them, Joel, to get through this?
Well, it's all in the delivery, isn't it, Joel?
It's all very much in the delivery. Very much like giving birth. And, so I think
it'll be less painful than that, though, won't it?
What's that?
Well, it's going to be less painful than that, hopefully.
We'll see.
It might not be.
Shall I give you some suggestions?
Yes.
Some suggestion ones. Okay, I'll just give you a few.
Are these fine for breakfast show?
Absolutely fine for breakfast show. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really write short jokes.
No.
So I thought what I'd do is I wrote loads of little short jokes because I just, you know, I didn't want to be told that I can't do anything.
All right.
And so they're not the best things in the world. I'm just going to throw them out.
Yeah, come on.
These are some of my favourite
little ones. I'll write them down.
Okay, yeah, literally write them down and you can say, I'll tweet them into you for when you do the thing,
Joel.
The lullathon. Okay, here we go. Number one, Chinese Whispers was originally called Chime Breeze Christmas, but they changed it due to bad communication.
That's good. That's good.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I like that.
That's fine.
In the new Fast and the Furious.
Fine.
Fine. I think you're going to have to bring down your level. In the new Fast and the Furious movie, they have aerodynamics on the cars. Spoiler alert! Not so much for that.
Spoiler.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, no, I don't really get cars, but yeah, spoilers.
If we knew about cars, that'd be really funny.
Yeah.
So 24
Jeremy Clarkson's lolling somewhere. At the bank.
24 hours of that kind of thing then. Mills, jokes.
So will you read out the jokes if they aren't funny? Do they have to be funny to you?
Or will
the
have to. I'm not even sure there are 24-hour jokes in the world.
I don't know if there is.
So we'll need you to send in your jokes. And also, if we make you laugh at any point, then we'll give you a text number on the day, which will donate £3 to Comic Relief. We're going to get tired. We're probably going to read out inappropriate jokes because we'll be tired and not alert. And I mean, it's been lovely working here. But imagine, just one joke that goes wrong that I read out,
that's
that I read out by mistake. It's all over.
Yes, bye-bye for now.
Radio 1's 24-hour long.